Blessings, blessings, blessings. I am outside in the fresh air. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays on today. So I hope everybody having a blessed day today. But I'm outside. I'm just walking, breathing in the fresh air. And I just wanted to say to everybody, we talked about for the last couple of weeks about forgiveness. And we also talked about walking into your new. So with this right here, I want to share with everybody, when it comes down to forgiveness, when it comes down to letting go and letting go of the things that may have hurt you, letting go of the things that may have discouraged you or pushed you back in a corner, forgiving those and forgiving people and forgiving family, forgiving and letting go of the things that may have hurt you. I won't say, and this is my personal opinion, I won't say to not to forgive and then forget. What I would say is forgive the situation by not allowing it to be a burden on your heart and weighing you down from your future, but also remembering, so you will remember that, you know what, I'm living for God in this season. I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my joy. I'm not going to allow anything to block me, hinder me, or keep me from receiving all the blessings that God has for me. Because blessings from God is more than just finances, is more than just waking up in the AM. You are blessed because you have your limbs. You are blessed because you have a roof over your head. You are blessed because you have, I don't care if it's one penny in the bank, you have something where you can trust in the Lord for it. Everything that we have, your family, your spouse, your children, your future, your career, different things like that, your ministry, your podcast, your whatever it is that you have accomplished in this season, it's a blessing that you did because you couldn't have not been here to create that, to create the thing that God blessed you to create. A lot of people think it's always me, 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 and I. But you would have been nothing if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't have even made it if it wasn't for God. You know what I mean? So at the same time, be thankful and be grateful for the things that God have done for you in your life. So forgiving, but not forgetting. Remember, like, you know what? I know what God brought me out of. I know the mistake that I made, and I'm making better decisions as of now and as of today. I'm not going to do the same things I did in the past. I'm not going to live in those sinful ways that I did in the past. I'm going to allow the past to be the past, and I'm walking in my new. So you walking in your new. Think about that. Walking in your new. What I thought about was that Damascus Road that Saul, before he became Paul, had to walk down. Okay, he was killing the way people. The word of God says the way. God said to him, why are you killing my people the way? And when you think about that, he didn't give a name to religion. He didn't give a name to the denominations, how they do now. Everything is so divided. Everything is so separated. Everything is so just diced in pieces. But one thing about God and the God that we serve, he says, I'm the way. And then Jesus turned around and said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So you have to realize we are the way people. The right way of living, the right way of talking, the right way of living, the right way. We are the way people. So with that being said, walking in that direction with him on Damascus Road, and he had to get stopped because he was killing God's people. Okay, he was killing God's people, and he thought that he was doing it right as being a child of God, but he wasn't. He had the knowledge of God, but he didn't have the correct way. He wasn't really filled completely with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit didn't dwell into Saul. But once the Holy Spirit dwelled into Saul, he became Paul. His whole name was changed. He had a whole identity. So when it comes down to that Damascus Road, y'all, and God has to stop you. God has to get you to the point where it's just you and him, where you're able to listen and hear from God. When he gets you to that point in life, he wants to talk to you. You have value. You have value in your life where God can use you. But he wants you to be on the correct path. He wants you to live right. He wants you to be right. He wants you to do right. So one thing about God, he's going to stop in your tracks if you're going the wrong route. He's not going to continue to allow you to go wrong, and live all type of crazy ways. God is going to bring you to that acknowledgement so he can talk to you. So he had a moment to talk to Saul where it was 3 days where he couldn't eat. He couldn't drink. He couldn't see, so he couldn't even see to take care of himself. He had to get help from a helper, from God. And the same people that he was killing, he had to get help from. So at the same time, God spoke to him. He talked to him. And he had to go down that Damascus road. And in that Damascus road, it was a new becoming, a new beginning. It was something that started the way right, where he was able to live righteously and be righteously. So now he become the greatest man there is when it comes down to being an apostle, when it comes down to being a servant of God. So with that being said, walking in your new. Oh, let me pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, Father, for all that you have done for me, done for your children, done for your babes in Christ. God, I ask that you continue to guide them, lead them, and protect them, God. But Lord, I ask that you continue to order their footsteps, Father God. Lord, continue to equip them with knowledge. Continue to fill them up, Lord God, and allow the oil that you put within them, Lord God, to be suppressed the way it need to be, God, not being pushed down, but being saturated with your love, saturated with your grace, saturated with everything that you have for your children. So God, I just ask that you continue to equip your children. You continue to bless your children. You continue to lift your children up. You continue, Lord God, to just anoint them and their families, Father God. You continue to bless them, Lord God, in their health, their finances, Lord God. Allow your anointing, Lord God, to saturate them on the inside. Allow your anointing to saturate their homes, saturate their families, saturate their finances, God, saturate, Lord God, their health, Lord God, saturate as they go to and fro, Lord God, order their footsteps everywhere they tread, Lord God, allow them to be a blessing to your people. So God, I just ask that your will be done in their lives. Please, Lord, allow your will to be done. And I just want to say, I thank you, I love you, and I praise you. I give your name all the praise. We have to learn, y'all, to give God name all the praise. Whether you know him as Yahshua HaMashiach, whether you know him as Yahshua, whether you know him as Jesus. Some people call him Elohim. Some people call him El Shaddai. Some people call him so many names. He has many names, Jehovah. But at the same time, we are serving the same God. We are serving him. And we appreciate him. So learn how to give his name all the praise and all the honor. God, I'm lifting you up in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Walking in your new. Being whole. Don't be discouraged of what you may face. It's going to come time to some times where you may be feeling like you're being blocked. It may come to some times where you seem like you're not able to go forward. You can't see straight. But you know what? It's going to be a beacon of light. It's going to be some light. And I try to tell people all the time, be careful of the light. Make sure the light is the light and not the reflection of the light, because the reflection is a counterfeit, but the light is God. Catch that in the spirit. God is the light. The reflection is Satan. The reflection is a demonic realm. The reflection is a copycat to get you go down the wrong field in the wrong area, the wrong road. We want to go down the right road, the right road. So again, I want to say, I love you and I appreciate you for listening. But this, in this season right here, we got to remember to walk in our new and trust in God to do what he said he's going to do. How do we give God praise? How do we give God honor? How? By spending time praying, by fasting, by studying, by meditating, and repeat, praying, fasting, worshiping, studying. Okay. All of those things. I always say PPFS. Praise, pray, fast, study. But also meditate. Meditate on the word of God. Don't meditate with an open mind. Because an empty mind is the devil's playground. It's, they say, the idle mind. That means it's, when it's idle, it's nothing on it. It's empty. It's just idle. Is dormant. Nothing's going on. Nothing's going in. Nothing's coming out. You don't have to know every scripture in the Bible, but I try to teach people to at least study one where you practice it till you remember it. it comes into your memory. So when it says trust in the Lord, and that's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him. Amen. Acknowledge, acknowledge, acknowledge. So I just want to encourage you on today to keep trusting God and keep your eyes on him and make sure that you allow God's will to be done in your life. Continue to pray, continue to study, continue to allow God's will to be done in your life. Amen. So continue to pray, continue to study, continue to trust God and allow his will to be done in your life. Again, this walk that you have to do with just you and God on that Damascus road, he wasn't alone. He was with God. So make sure you trust him, you lean on him, and you have a clear understanding of who he is in your life. Amen? Amen. And so listen, walk, believe, and trust. Amen? So that's all I have for you today. I pray that this word blesses you and continue to share it with others. And I will see y'all next Wednesday. God bless.